Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter wants the State Court of Criminal Appeals to issue guidance on cases that may be affected by the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in McGirt v. Oklahoma. Hunter says his office has received notice of around 200 appeals based on the idea the ruling means the feds, not the state, have jurisdiction on tribal lands. One of those appeals is from death row inmate Sean Bossy, a man convicted of brutally murdering Chickasaw citizen Katrina Griffin and her two children.
We are not going to allow our justice system to be exploited by individuals who have murdered, raped, or committed another crime of a serious nature while the federal government considers whether to rearrest and adjudicate their cases.
Hunter believes the state should at least have concurrent jurisdiction over defendants who are not tribal citizens, even if their crimes were committed against tribal members on tribal lands. Hunter also believes the burden of proof for tribal citizenship should be on defendants.
The position that we're taking with regard to that, we believe, is in the best interest of tribes. Sovereigns certainly should not want individuals who don't have legitimate status as members of their tribe to take advantage of the McGirt decision.
ACLU Oklahoma issued a statement calling Hunter's filing an attempt to circumvent tribal sovereignty. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.